This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. More than 1.7 million Coloradans have already cast their ballots in this election as of Friday. That is 43% of the state's active voters. The pace of voting will have to pick up significantly over the weekend if turnout is going to match the last presidential race. At this point, 4 years ago, more than 2 million people had already returned their ballots. More than half of the ballots returned so far are from voters age 55 and older. When it comes to partisan breakdown, 40% of the vote is from unaffiliated people, with the rest closely split between Democrats and Republicans. Jefferson and Arapahoe counties have returned the most ballots so far. Voters can return their ballots through 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. A new review board in El Paso County hopes to identify and reverse trends in domestic violence. The Attorney General's office found that in 2021, more people died from domestic violence in El Paso County than any other county in Colorado. Ann Markley leads the board. She is CEO of nonprofit TESA in Colorado Springs. They will work in partnership with law enforcement.
We see the patterns, we see the risks, we see the warning signs, we see what our victims and survivors have experienced.
Markley says there is still a stigma surrounding domestic violence. There's a chance of rain in the Front Range today. Highs in Denver and Grand Junction will be in the lower 50s. In Colorado Springs, those highs will reach the 60s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 8:06.